Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me for a special tribute to Charlton Heston, who died Sunday, April the 5th, at the age of 84. Widely known for his role as Moses in the 1956 Hollywood classic, The Ten Commandments, but also for playing Ben-Hur, and indeed Michelangelo, in The Agony and the Ecstasy, when he came to Rome in 1989, my colleague Lana Hale caught up with him. Let's listen.
There's been a common thread that has run through your choices of projects to do, most recently A Man for All Seasons on stage, and other films of a religious nature. What attracted you to these films? Were they things that just came to you, or did you seek them out?
In the case of Man for All Seasons, I sought it out. I think it's the best play written in the last generation. I began doing it on the stage in the mid-60s, not long after it was first done, which was 1960. I've done 5 productions on the stage, most recently in London and some other English cities for a 5-month run last year and the year before. And then after I closed that run, we made a film of the play. I don't mean of the production, we made a movie. And included in our cast for the film, John Gielgud, Vanessa Redgrave, and Richard Johnson, which are pretty good inclusions. And I, as I said, that one I wanted as much to do as I wanted to do the Shakespearean projects I've done and so forth. In the case of the only 2 other films I've done that I would describe as religious films, Ten Commandments and Greatest Story Ever Told, though I was delighted to play on the one hand Moses and the other John the Baptist, they came to me. I didn't make them happen. Ben-Hur is widely regarded as a religious film, but I think that's pretty loose. It's really a melodrama whose high point is a chariot race. And though Christ is a significant figure, he's never seen on the screen. It's true that the protagonist, a passionately revolutionary Jew, is converted to Christianity at the end. But to the extent that that qualifies it as I'd call it a melodrama with religious overtones.
Another one of your very popular roles was that of Michelangelo, the painter of the Sistine Chapel. Are you going to be visiting the chapel itself on this trip?
I hope very much to. I'm trying to arrange through the Vatican to get a private look at my handiwork.
Jumping from Rome to Los Angeles, you greeted the Pope when he arrived there. How did that come about, your being the official greeter for the Screen Actors Guild itself?
No, I was, that's an exaggeration. I was proud to be one of, maybe some 25 or 30 people from the film community to whom the Pope spoke for 15 minutes. And then he did greet me and some others. But I suspect, unless he'd been told about how I'd painted his ceiling, that was a random choice, or perhaps because I'm taller than most of them. But it was a very moving experience. The film community is not noted for its religious orientation, let alone for its Catholic orientation. And everyone there was visibly struck by the chemistry of His Holiness.
You've been listening to our special tribute to Charlton Heston, who died Sunday, April the 5th, at the age of 84. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.